Blog Talk Radio.
But I'm not here to talk about wrestlers. I'm here to talk about the future of Off the Rails and Censored and the future of Wrestle Radio. You want to talk about opening Pandora's box? If you are responsible for letting me loose, and it's your own fault, because here's the thing. Back in 2016, I had just gotten out of a bad business relationship with a company called KCXW. I've since moved forward because I really don't want to relive at a great time for what it was, for what it's worth. But now, in a much better place, right? I'm happier. I'm home. I'm in Brooklyn. Even though there's 6 inches out of snow, I decided, why not do a two-parter, because I really didn't get out exactly how I felt at the tail end of that episode. So let me describe to you how I feel. There's some good, there's some bad, but it all began with me believing in these little white lies. The biggest white lie, on the other hand, was so big, you could just paint a picture with how big this lie was. Picasso, Van Gogh, and Rembrandt ain't got nothing on you. Why is it so hard for you just to say, I'm just a fan, I don't know anybody? You know locals, but that's about it. There's a fine line between, you know, saying that you wrote a 2-page handwritten letter for Vince McMahon, and not only that, I'm questioning whether or not you were telling the truth about Mr. Eller, because seeing as how I ranted and raved about him for 3 episodes because you were fueling the fire. And then in times, I severed a friendship with a gentleman by the name of Rene Martinez. I don't want nothing to start bad between us, because there really was nothing bad until you came in the picture, Jake. So, in essence, what is it about lying is so important? Because I believe that you can add all the stuff, all the elements to the story, and it will either be good or bad. Speaking about somebody for the last, 6 months in a row got old, because people don't want to listen to that shit. I get tired being kept in a box, because I had a lot of, room to wiggle, and I realized when you have guests on the show that they are the guest and they can take as much time as they want on the show. However, when you cut into a segment during the time it is, it's supposed to be a segment, not everything goes as planned, so you're just supposed to go with the flow. That not only happened once, it happened multiple times. You want me just to sit and say nothing to you? What kind of fucking fantasy world do you live in? I don't care if you have, supposedly a family right now, but what you gonna do when it's a job that you have to have, it's a family now that you have to support? Are you gonna teach your loved one how to lie like you? Because the value of keeping somebody, you don't really know how to keep them. Everybody can run their mouth and not say anything to anybody in front of them, in front of their face, about how they feel. Well, you know that's kind of a foregone conclusion with me, because I'm not going to hold back. You, sir, are the one that tarnished my reputation before I even got to the front of the line to talk to anybody from NWO. I don't know them, and they don't know me. I was going to keep it cordial and just shake their hand and say, thank you, could I have a picture with you? But now I can't even do that because some of them don't even know who the fuck I am, and they give me dirty looks. So why? Why does it matter? Because I'm one of those people that if I talk to you and you don't like me, it doesn't really affect me. But when I barely know you and I'm getting the dirty look of, oh my God, it's that guy. I'm not Enzo Amore, and the hilarity of it is I'm being treated as such. That part bothers me. So clearing the air, when a friend of ours asks you to do something simple for him and you can't even do that. My friend of ours, by the name of Kurt Gannon, asked Jake to help him out, do GIFs, and do other things. Like, get him to the venue on time that he was supposed to wrestle at. I'm all the way in motherfucking Detroit trying to enjoy myself. I want to take a break from wrestling because it's a lot of fun, you know, Detroit, enjoying sightseeing, whatever. You couldn't even do that. You locked your keys in your car. It took you forever to get them out. You finally got there on time. But, oh, to real, when you say you're going to do something, do it. I hate procrastinators, some of you, not all of you, some of you, because some of you actually get the job done. That's cool. So long as you get something done, I'm okay with. It's not just the lies. And, well, that is, it's the promises that got broken. How would you feel, Jake, if I went and told you, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring you to New York and we're going to have an awesome time at SummerSlam. And then by the time SummerSlam comes around, you get told, you're not going to believe this. And this is through Facebook Messenger, folks. You're not going to believe this. Vince and them are going to have us work for the badges. At that point, I promptly said, what kind of moron do you take me for? What? I mean, you lie and make an invitation about WrestleMania. Then you say we canceled it because you didn't have the funds to get us a table so that we can promote WrestleRadio. So, in other words, what am I doing here just bitching? I improved upon the situation by getting us likes. You know how I did that? I boosted post. I had to boost post on Facebook. I had to redo the Twitter, revamp the whole fucking Instagram. Why? Because Jake will sit on his ass and literally do nothing and then wonders why people get upset at him. Because like the Kansas City Chiefs, you never follow through. Yeah, I know my team is in the shitter, the Oakland Raiders, but I'm using that analogy because you can win all the division championships in the world, but you can't win a Super Bowl. Bada boom, sorriest team in the room. How you doing? I have literally bit my tongue for the last time. When you want to invite somebody, it's cool so long as they fucking pay. But if they don't have funds, dude, here's a thought. Don't invite people that cannot pay their way. If they can, great. But the week before, you want to come with, you want to house it, cool. But on a real, the way that things are done were done at WrestleRadio. It was a slop fest, so I can't make the show. Because you were trying to provide? For what? For what reason? Wrestling has to take a back seat for family. I understand. I understand that aspect. But when you have a show that you fathered, it is imperative, sir, that you make time to sacrifice because you want to make wrestling a career, don't you not? You have all these bachelor's degrees and whatever. You went to Full Sail. Where's the framed pictures of your degrees? Where? You used to go to school in Florida, did you? Student loans. You went to DeVry. I don't know what to believe. Like, honestly, bro. If I walk outside my door, I'll freeze to fucking death and be in like 6 inches of snow. Whatever shall I do? But hop on a B or a Q and tell you the reason why so many times after the show, it felt like I was in a prison. Okay? Metaphorical prison. Because the guest that will come on our show, I would know a little bit about them. Barely have enough knowledge because I felt bad. I felt bad for the guests that came on WrestleRadio, some of them, not all of them, some, because the lump sum of knowledge that you get about a wrestler because they expect you to know about what the fuck you're talking about. And I felt embarrassed because it's like, okay, well, maybe I'll do my research on them so that way I have a somewhat of an idea of who they are. I mean, you did stick up for me, dude, but at the same fucking token, a lot of drama. The drama that ensued, okay, you obviously acquired someone that has a group that hates them. Majority of them fucking hate me. I don't care. But when you open your mouth to speak, it's like, all right, you know, let's talk about wrestling. And I could shoot the breeze with you about anything. Whether it be Will Ospreay, whether it be Marty Scurll, I've seen tidbits of their shit. I respect them because they are workers, because they sacrifice and they pay their fucking dues to the companies in which they work for. And I respect them more than I respect you. Do you know why? You sit at 25 years old, almost to be 26. Yet here's the problem, sir. Lying. Do you know when to fucking plug the floodgates? Do you know how to stop flooding the world with lies, dude? I'm not saying I haven't lied, but Jesus flipping Christ. Why is it so important for you to accentuate a wrestling conversation by adding, well, I did this and I've done this? Okay, if ego wasn't bad enough, we all have egos, right? Your ego wouldn't be shattered if you just told the fucking truth. You had a picture with Harley Race. Okay, there's one truth. You know Leland very well. You know Stacy. Little things to take, you tell the truth. Okay, cool. But to say, Stephanie McMahon talked to me, Vince McMahon talked to me. Liar. You are nothing but a gentleman who is now looking like the perfect example of what a family man is. Because why is it your Facebook newsfeed all of a sudden goes fucking dark and nothing happened? You wonder why I get mad at you. Here's the day that, you know, really bug me. I consider other people's feelings, and I would like to know if we have a guest at least 2 to 3 days beforehand, dude. I like being prepared. I can do shit on the fly too, like doing this fucking 2-part podcast. But I told people, be prepared because you don't know when I'm going to fucking air it. I'm airing it the same night because I'm going to space this shit out like you wouldn't fucking believe. As much as I enjoy roasting Mr. Jake Patty, here's what I'm going to tell you, dude. If you would just come clean, then I might consider extending an olive branch to you, but I'm not going to because here's the reasoning. Your stutter, it didn't bother me, but guests kind of were trying hard not to laugh at you. And it's mean to say this about a dude with a speech impediment, but you will try your damnedest to control it. That's okay. I don't care if people have a speech impediment. However, I do care if it's getting in the way of what the guest wants to say and how they feel, because you would either interrupt in our broadcast, you know, our broadcasting skills were not the greatest, look here, you little cockshiner, I am not, nor will I ever be aligned with you ever the fuck again, and you going doing off your own thing, I'm glad, because people will finally see the train wreck you are by yourself. If you add a partner or two, here's what I'm going to tell you. You keep aligning with my enemies and making me more enemies because, obviously, you like going behind my back, saying shit that I told you in confidence, and then adding your own little flavor so that I writhe and wriggle like a worm on a hook. Being a roast victim on B-Train's Off the Rails Uncensored, I don't think you will, because here's the thing. When I was talking about the screenshots at the tail end of the tape, here's what I've just got to add to that. If you message Donovan Dijak about being a guest on our show, as pathetic as you are, you actually, I know you know how to screenshot. Do you have a screenshot of what Mr. Eller said? No, I do not. So now I'm starting to question what I said, but then again, why the fuck? Why the fuck go back into my past? We wasted 2017. We wasted it. I wasted $1,300 of my money. And the concern I have, sir, is I told you we made a verbal contract. Yes. I even have a... see what I did there? I didn't have a fucking written contract for you to fucking pay me back, but we had a verbal contract. You would pay me back in installments, $200 a pop, until you paid it off. I'm still waiting on the gas money, motherfucker, because in wrestling, the etiquette is if someone allows you to ride with them in their vehicle, that means pay them back. I've learned my lesson with folks. People who don't pay gas, they can fucking walk. Because I've had a fair share of moochers that just sat in my car and paid me $0. And what good is it to do the complaint on the podcast, you say? It's letting out how I feel. It's a year and a half worth of frustration. No updating on social media. Lies about WWE. It's a wonder, dude, that they didn't respond to you in their live feed. You were not buddy-buddy with these people because some of them, like I said, believe that I am not their friend, and I'm not. I'm an acquaintance. I could care less about who, you know, is doing what with whom, who's going out to barbecue with whom. I don't really give a fuck because in society, I'm what you call a loner or an outcast. And the sad part is, but I've got plenty of time to talk about professional wrestling and review SmackDown Live and Raw and New Japan and all this. I don't complicate shit. I made a simple vow, it's not a resolution, in 2018 to keep stuff simple. Why? Because more and more drama that gets created between me and former cohorts or me and former podcast possibilities. Look, I am my own entity. A shortened identity. See what I did there? Do not ever try and take credit for what you didn't do. You opened Pandora's box is what you did. Most people would say there's got to be a positive side to Jake. The fact that he went with me to a shitty hotel in Orlando, the fact that he stood by me in my time of depression, that was nice. But what he didn't realize is it'd be nice if someone for once didn't take credit for what they did. Unless you are my parents, I really don't have the time nor the patience for people to take credit for what I've done, which is bitch, gripe, moan, you know, about how I feel, because that always gets negated. I'm always wrong for some reason. I've taken a step back and tried to say, okay, maybe if I change this, what will be the difference? Maybe if I serve more, what will be the difference? I tell you what the difference is, people. Understand what it is you want to do in life. Whether it be podcasting, whether it be preaching, going to church, whatever. Watching ESPN 24/7, watching the Discovery Channel. But don't ever in your lives take credit for what someone else did. That's called plagiarism. It's the simplest form of non-flattery. You want me to unleash how I feel? You want me to say how I feel? You're not Paul Heyman. You're not Vince McMahon. You sure as hell are not Pat Patterson. And you, well, granted, that's neither here nor there, but Pat Patterson's a fucking legend, and he's amazing. What he did for this business was amazing. Let me rephrase that. What I'm getting at is I didn't appreciate how I was handled. You knew I was vulnerable. You just took advantage of the situation. You never pay for gas. You not pay for certain, I mean, you pay for your own, you little cheapskate, but here's the thing, man. When you know someone's on the verge of suicide, don't just use me for your own personal benefit and gain. What you should have used me for is the ability to say, like, hey, what can I do to improve the website of Wrestle Radio? What can I do to do this? I don't need you to hold my hand. I certainly don't need you to tell me, okay, well, my value is this. I'm not a dollar sign, you jackass. I am somebody that has an explosive personality and can talk on the mic just as good or better than some people nowadays. Because the art of podcasting, it basically sounds something like this. Whenever someone feels strongly about an issue, they shouldn't just hold it in. They should be honest about it. The feel of pro wrestling, the feel to talk about pro wrestling is, okay, I have a subject, and now I'm just going to just talk about this one thing the entire show. Well, let me explain this to you. If you think that all of wrestling is based off one thing, what is that one thing? Because it could be a lot of things. Respect. That's my main thing. I got a lot of people that are already painting targets on my back. And the one person that has stood by me through this all. I know he doesn't want to be involved in the drama, but I'm just going to say it. The one person that has stood by me through the years that I've known him since 2014, Kurt Gannon. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being receptive. Thank you for being a brother. A brother does not walk out on one another. A brother is a man who owns up, sucks up his pride, and says, okay, I want to hear what you have to say. Even if you know, and you deep down inside, that sometimes what this person is going to say may hurt you. And Kurt, you lit a fire under my ass, and I want to say thank you for that. It has taken every ounce of me just, you know, to be like, okay, I got to go to work. I got to prepare for this podcast. You guys want to know what I've really been feeling like? I've been holding in a few feelings, and I'm not holding in anymore in 2018. Simply because it's not healthy. It's only good to release, you know, certain things that are on my mind. I'm not going to do this tirade every show, but I feel it needs to be said. I've never said anything bad about you behind your back, is what you're going to tell me? Honestly, don't believe you. Honestly, believe that when I get looks from other people, it's because you said something. That just reminds me of what other people. It's funny. They get to know me. I'm a nice person. I talk. I laugh, cry. I bleed just like anyone else. The world I know does not revolve around me. But you really want to get a sense of how I feel about the wrestling business, then you're going to in the next half hour. A lot of guys, a lot of gals, a lot of referees, a lot of us managers, a lot of people that are actually involved in this business, it's a love-hate. It's like a marriage. You marry into it. Some guys marry the business. Some guys actually sit there and say, this is my life, this is what I want to be, this is how I get money, this is how it provides for me. They're not being dishonest. I go off on people who can't or don't want to hear criticism. Why? Oh, he's a nobody. Why should I fucking listen to him? Or, man, he used to manage that. I don't fucking think you should take him seriously. I mean, listen, he just rambles on. Not everything can be sunshine and daisies. I have to go to work sometimes, and I just want to bury my head in the sand. Because this isn't, you know, it's not the job that I dreamed of having, but it's a job. So I do it to the best of my ability because I know my boss will kick my ass if I don't. What does this have anything to do with about, you know, ranting about Mr. Jake? When you're not happy in a friendship and, you know, you hold on for something, it's not healthy. Just tell them, you know what, dude? You're dead weight. I'm sorry I got to cut you out your life. My biggest issue is people pleasing. My biggest is being afraid and insecure around people who don't know me. I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm just, all I'm asking is for is a decent conversation, whether we're talking about the business or just shooting the breeze about sports teams. All I ask for you is not to one-up me. All I ask is basically a personal thing that I'll tell you. Just a simple request of being cordial. That's it. How do you earn respect? How do each one of us earn respect from the likes of Brutal Bob Evans or Danny Cage or anybody? Delirious, Sammy Callahan, Colt Cabana. How do you earn their respect? By being yourself. Care about what, you know, what official that you spoke with. It's just, to me, there's a lot of people that are asking, why are you having a show just to bitch about one person? Because when someone is living in the delusional world that I'm still their best friend after all that he has caused, the mental anguish of that one day still rings in my mind. This is the second time that he's been late. Like I said, I'm not going to include the name of professionals, but it got irritating having the same guest from the same genre, from the same promotion. Do you know why? Because if one person doesn't know about said group of people, it's funny. You can show up to the actual show itself, but you couldn't spend time trying to commiserate with the guest. Makes me wonder, right? I was left hanging on more than one occasion. Like I said, I know the world doesn't revolve around me. What was more hilarious is when I had an opinion about something, I was always shot down like a duck in hunting season. The fucking funny part is, dude, when I ask you, do you know why the NWL is not very happy with me, you little vindictive shit, you will go after all the wrestlers, be friendly and cordial to them. But when they come around me, the looks on their faces are, oh shit, what are we going to do? What goes around comes around, sir. And I don't really think I have to look very far. Because there are certain things I believe, and there are certain things I don't. Personal, I'm not going to touch base with that. Professional, you bet your ass. You want to make claims to creating a show in which I have just officially copyrighted as of yesterday. Off the Rails Uncensored is and will always be mine. So don't claim or don't mark your territory with your fucking piss if you catch my drift. You want to say that you can out promo people and this, that, the other. I mean, it's okay to have imagination, but it's, you know, one thing to have imagination is also one thing to be delusional. Don't lose sight of what's important. I have been to New York. Let's see, been through New York, my bad. For a pay-per-view, for a live house show, I have been planning. I might go to Philly. Then again, you know, I got to save for WrestleMania. See, I'm being honest and open with you guys. Going to all the major four. I've been there, done that. Picture proof on Facebook and Instagram, not so much on Twitter, but there's valid picture proof, okay? To say that you have a conversation with a professional wrestler, unless there's video proof, unless there's recorded proof. He actually had a conversation with Tyler Bate, dude. That means probably would have been on our show, right? Because you had to go through some money to get a WWE guest, and you got to jump through hoops, right? Be honest. That's all I ask. Even if, you know, Big Shan hasn't been on Wrestle Radio, he's busy with work, okay? But at the same token, I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate, you know, people that talk with me about wrestling, because it's not about being mad at one individual. It's about releasing all the negative energy from my life. It's just, well, why didn't you say this to me before? I have told you. I would tell Jake time and time again, I'm not happy. You know, let's find something that we can both be happy and learn from and do and grow and be better hosts. That never fucking happened. So now I've got to pick up the pieces, you know, bitch a little less and move forward, because I'm focused on the topics at hand in wrestling, like EC3 returning to WWE with Bobby Lashley in Trouble. Stuff like that. The current events in wrestling are more important than just individualized organizations like CZW or WLW, or just focusing on one organization is not my forte. Alright? It's great for promotion purposes, but if I was just to focus on New Breed Wrestling, if I was just to focus on SICW, or if I was just to focus on Ring of Honor or House of Glory or Monster Factory, you know, individually, just have constant, consistent guests from the same place, then people will know who I am based on how well I promote it. But if you focus on one place the whole time, and it's local, there's nothing wrong with that. There is something, however, wrong in this thing that if you, like, okay, like flavors of ice cream, everyone has their favorite flavor, right? But don't you want to try, like, strawberry and banana flavored ice cream? Don't you want to try Neapolitan ice cream? Just so that you have an idea of what I'm dealing with here. There was no variety. There was no change. It was just the fucking same. And nobody... What's bad is, guys, the communication, it always seems to happen to me. I like a person, you know, we end up being good acquaintances, well, it turns from acquaintance into the title of friends, and then, kaboom, professional level, because somebody didn't see eye to eye with what I was doing, or what I was saying, or how I was presenting it. Like, oh, the real, you're going to talk to me about saying things in sexual nature? It is Off the Rails Uncensored, my friend. It is a show which has no fucking filters, which I can drop as many fucking F-bombs as I want. I don't do it all the time because then it just loses its validity. Oh, yeah. I dropped a lot of pipe bombs. A lot of pipe bombs because at the time... when I conspired to be a podcast host with Jake, you know, was in Brooklyn at the time, watching SummerSlam, wasn't really feeling good. I was depressed. It was 2 years of spending time at a school in which I was not fulfilling my dreams as a wrestler. So, like Uncle Bob says, get the fuck out. If you're not happy, get out. Should have listened to Uncle Bob a long time ago. Would have probably... there's still a chance that I should keep listening to his advice or reading his advice on Facebook. But one of the interesting pieces that he said was, if you criticize others, you're really missing the boat. Is there a difference, though, between criticizing and venting? Vent, meaning you're a negative person, right? You obviously must be all negative, so everything about you, attribute-wise, personality-wise, you're attributed to being a negative human being. I have a positive side to me. You know what the positive side says? I did most of the traveling on my own. I flew on my own. I went to the hotel on my own. I will say the most enjoyable experience in this entire thing is that podcasting has given me a therapy like you wouldn't believe. Okay. I now have a way for me to get my thoughts out. Just like any other podcaster does, right? So when you talk about colleagues, when you talk about former workers, right, that you had a beef with, what is the one way you can get rid of that negative feeling? Some people like to fence. People like to play golf. Some people just like to sit on their ass and watch TV and just veg out. I'm one of those people that like to do all of those things except for golf, but to get out my feelings, if you will, okay? I don't like to sit and just pussyfoot around the whole issue because that is what I did last year. I basically would find windows in which I was on a roll and I finally got my point across, but oh no, you're such a bad person. Why? Because I'm telling it like it is. Tupac said on multiple occasions, a lot of people will try to hide who they really are. There's a metaphorical mask on their face. And it's not all real. It's just they put that mask on because then they can fake who they are. They're not being 100% real. So, here's what I gotta tell you. Every time I click and make a title, it's not because, oh, this will get the fans going. No. My original thought is, all right, this looks cool. Backspace. All right, let's go with this. Isn't that kind of how wrestling works? They don't have a keyboard and a computer be like, hey, this format actually fucking works. They don't have that luxury, folks. They have the luxury of, okay, since we're out of this, this is what we're going to do. This is hopefully going to get the crowd to go. Same thing with Wrestle Radio. If I know what I'm going to say, that part of going on the fly with the guests is just being yourself and just shooting the breeze, like as if, they were in the room with you. So that's how I go with the flow on that. It just seems like if you research somebody that's great, and that's one area of respect. But if you don't, then do what I do. What bothers you the most in this business about certain people? wrestler, referee, manager, bellkeep, whatever. What bothers you the most? I say stuff like that because that's exactly who I am. When Jake does it, it seems forced and it doesn't really seem sincere. And it seems fucking fake. We try to, like, add on to, like, the gimmick of our best friend. You know, suggestions and ideas are welcome, and nothing's ever frowned upon. It just got to the point, man, where I got burned out. And I got tired of your lies. I really did. I would fly frequently because of a friend of mine who, she works for the airlines, and she really helped me a lot. She would say, try this airline, try that airline. I ended up going through Delta because I liked what I saw in NWL. And, of course, you know, when a family member is involved, you want to go see your family member because you hardly see them. And so all I can tell you is I'm really happy. I'm finally happy. And that's all that should matter, right? Oh, no. Somebody's going to say, you still sound like a gripey-ass bitch. Somebody will say, well, you criticize too much. I found ways to condense the criticism. I found ways to listen to people who help and they give advice. Or they find ways to make me smile. It's weird because, yeah, you can. This was the common phrase. He gave me an opportunity to basically reinvent my character. But you also don't realize, dude, is my character will constantly evolve. I'm not The Undertaker. I'm not Hogan. I am not Savage. I'm not Piper. I'm not Flair. I am Brian Rails, damn it. And I love talking about pro wrestling. I loved being involved in it to an extent. So whether people like me, whether they hate me, it's all about just enjoying podcasting, right? Just enjoying stuff without having to feel restricted. And I feel like the whole hour that I've been discussing all this, there's peaks and valleys, right? There were ups and downs. This was like the business friendship / disaster. Most people believe that I'm the bad guy. It's like, why all the negativity? I'm sorry. Like myself. There's also a pessimistic side in this world. It's not all sunshine and daisies. It's not a perfect world. We all know this. In order for there to be good, there has to be evil, right? In order for for the world to balance on its own, there has to be prey and a predator, so that the balance of life stays intact. In order for there to be a podcast. You got to put in the effort to get the music together. You got to get effort to get the guest. You got to give an effort just basically to push forward. Do I have any personal vendettas towards Jake? No. Do I have any personal dislikes or personal discords, professional discords with him? Yes. Because showing up late, switching from job to job, because you're trying to fit in a whole bucos amount of work, and then I got this guest, we both did, dude. It was a team joint effort. I know we will bump into one another at a show. And I know that we will eventually settle our differences, sir. But we will never be friends. And here's why. You want to claim fame to somebody? That's not what friends do. They share success together, and they're able to help one another out where the other one is weak at. Unfortunately for you, sir, it was weak in every department. Not just social media, but professionalism, the professional etiquette that you tried to exude or show upon everybody. Here's a thought. Pull up your fucking pants. When you get excited, collect your thoughts, speak, say what you feel. Don't, you know, go behind my back and tell other professional workers what is not true, because eventually the truth will be found out. You want to say that people who know me, I have a reputation. It's called local. So I'm not worried, because what I have to say about certain people, I will be judging based on their performance, right? I'm not Simon Cowell at American Idol. I sure as hell am not Randy Jackson. I'm not Paula Abdul. Thank God. That'd be kind of weird. I'm not a judge. I don't like that, because in my opinion, yo, it's between me and a certain somebody. People can dream. People can also make those dreams a reality. But some people like to just jump on the bandwagon when things are going great, instead of riding out the bad times and trying to figure out what we can do to fucking solve the problems. Like, I'll admit to you, it's hard keeping up the social media. It's not hard, though, finding a resource to making it better. What I mean by this? Instead of saying, I know how to design websites, why didn't you go to a resource just to get us a website that was up and running? You said, I'll have it done by this month. I'll have it done by that month. You was fucking a con person, because you can't. Just can't say shit like, oh, I'm going to get this website done. I know a developer for this. I know a developer for that. Bro, you don't know anybody. You're just a regular person like myself and everybody that you're associated with. Unless you have special powers that I'm not aware of, like telepathy or the power to control metal and manipulate it like Magneto, then you are just a normal person. Okay? There's nothing special about liars. There's nothing special about people who procrastinate. Except for those who are very, very good artists. They're good thinkers. They're beautiful minds, like my friend, one of my friends, Johnny Rocco, who recently reconnected. Not entirely, but, you know, it was good to have a phone conversation with him while I was sitting, you know, spending time with family. And it's funny, because I never know people to be nice to me. So that's why I told him I'm paranoid about who I trust. I'm paranoid about certain thoughts about death, but that's a different story for a whole different podcast, right? Me being who I am, I'm not going to change certain things about me. I will listen to what people have to say, and then if it gets to be a case that I need to change something, all right, I will change. I will change, okay? Like, you need to be able to be like, okay, so what do I need to do to help out Wrestle Radio? What do I need to do to help out this area of the show? What area needs expertise? What needs a cosmetic makeover? Like, hold on real, yo. there's ways of doing things. Like, it's going to take me some time to do Facebook. It's going to take me some, not so much time Instagram. That's easy. Twitter, a lot of it. Like, unless you're well known, the truth is, if you keep making excuses, you're never going to do it. You keep putting it off, it's not going to happen. Jake, the only thing I can tell you is good luck in whatever you're going to do, but keep me the fuck out of it because I want nothing to do with you. You are not a consummate professional. You consistently lied. I mean, that's the only thing you're good at doing. Oh, and it bears repeating, folks, because come on. If you tell me that somebody like Vince McMahon writes you a 2-page handwritten letter, you are full of shit. Because I don't know Vince's schedule. I don't intend to. I intend to let the guy just enjoy the rest of his career in WWE. He is a businessman that if he sees what happens and he likes it, he's the type of guy that's to go getting individual. He's not a procrastinator. And he gets the reputation of being a guy that takes the blame for most of the shit that fans think of. I don't know him personally, but I've seen documentaries on him. I have been in the vicinity of Vince McMahon, but I don't know him. And I'm being honest. I don't know Sasha Banks personally. Most of the people that I met were at autograph signings when I was an extra. And for people to believe in what you did, that's amazing, dude. May have people fooled, but you don't have good old B-Train fooled, okay? I got a minute left, folks. Part two kind of took it out of me because normally when I vent, I don't go on this long, but kind of had to. Word of advice, or just a food for thought. Whenever you start a podcast, folks, beware of who you're with. Always look for the consistency. Look for how they present shit. Oh, and here's my personal favorite. Don't fall for their crap. If they say they know Vince McMahon, unless there's actual picture, proof, verbal proof, recorded proof, whatever. I gotta take a load off, folks. I'm gonna rest, not in peace, but I will definitely rest good tonight, letting all this shit off my chest. Good night, bitches. Toodles, see you later. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of yeah.